Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, July 2nd, Thankful Tuesday. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible this week. We have two passages of Scripture today. First from Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 15, where we'll be introduced to Timothy. And then 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, where we learn more about Timothy's upbringing. Just an interesting companion scripture for us today. In the Acts passage today, we'll also hear about Lydia, who was a God-fearing woman, and she was a businesswoman, a dealer of purple cloth, who heard the gospel and responded. And then she becomes a pivotal part of the movement of Christ's followers. Starting in Acts chapter 16 and verse 1, Paul went on to Derbe and Lystra, where there was a disciple named Timothy, the son of a believing Jewish woman, but his father was a Greek. The brothers and sisters at Lystra and Iconium spoke highly of him. Paul wanted Timothy to go with him, so he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, since they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they traveled through the towns, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem for the people to observe. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers. They went through the region of Phrygia and Galatia. They had been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. When they came to Mysia, they tried to go to Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus did not allow them. Passing by Mysia, they went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision in which a Macedonian man was standing and pleading with him, "Cross over to Macedonia and help us." After he had seen the vision, we immediately made efforts to set out for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. From Troas, we put out to sea and sailed straight for Samothrace, the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a Roman colony and leading city of the district of Macedonia. We stayed in that city for several days. On the Sabbath, we went outside the city gate by the river, where we expected to find a place of prayer. We sat down and spoke to the women gathered there. A God-fearing woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth from the city of Thyatira, was listening. The Lord opened her heart to respond to what Paul was saying. After she and her household were baptized, she urged us, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house." And she persuaded us. And now let us turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 through 14, where we will read a little bit more about Timothy and his upbringing, and also Paul's encouragement to Timothy as he leads out in the church. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by God's will, for the sake of the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly loved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience as my ancestors did, when I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day. Remembering your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I recall your sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and now I am convinced is in you also. Therefore, I remind you to rekindle the gift of God that is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and sound judgment. So don't be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. Instead, share in suffering for the gospel, relying on the power of God. He has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. This has now been made evident through the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this gospel, I was appointed a herald, an apostle, and teacher. And that is why I suffer these things. But I'm not ashamed, because I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to guard what has been entrusted to me until that day. Lay hold to the pattern of sound teaching that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit through the Holy Spirit who lives in us. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I am just so moved by the thought of Paul having a vision to go over to Macedonia. And then there in the fellowship of prayer sits Lydia. And the Word says that God opened her heart. And so I'm just so thankful today that the Lord has opened my heart and He has opened your heart, that He opened Paul's heart and Timothy's heart, and He lives with us through His Holy Spirit. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 12, I was reminded of a verse that we sing sometimes in a hymn and in kids' songs, and I wanted to reiterate what it says here. It says, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He is able to guard what has been entrusted to me until that day. And so on this Thankful Tuesday, I just want us to end the podcast with thanksgiving that God has opened our hearts and that He has given us faith to believe, and He is working in us through the Holy Spirit to transform us. Even in our weakness, the Lord is using us and He is propelling us forward. And so as we end, I want to play for us this song I found on YouTube, a rendering of the hymn, I Know Whom I Have Believed. And as you listen to the words, be mindful of Lydia, be mindful of Paul, be mindful of Timothy, and be mindful of your own conversion. There is nothing that we have done to be worthy of this great message that God has entrusted to us.
Peace within my heart. to him.